Well, today we're meeting our strike committee here in Donegal, and we will be escalating more than likely to at least 50% of stations being closed on any given day. And basically what that means, it's an increase from 33.3% up to 50% with other pieces of industrial action also in the mix in line with what's happened nationally. Now, when you look at it, Donegal have 15 stations in the county, and we have two on the island. One of them's a volunteer in Tory, and one of them is a very poorly manned station in Arnmore. So the situation here is quite unique. It's probably only Kerry and maybe one or two other counties would have the scale that we have. So it's very difficult geographically, and it's very, very difficult for the firefighters to take this kind of action because they do have a moral compass. And I think it's important to understand what's expected of the firefighters. And to be honest, there's lots of different narratives being spread about. But the reality is that they're overworked and underpaid, would be a cliche. But at the same time, if you look at the problem we have in retention of firemen and the recruitment of firemen, very, very difficult because of the restrictions that are put on them. So at the moment, if you join the fire service, you're expected to be on call 24/7. Booking time off is very, very difficult because there's numbers issues when we don't have enough people. And you have a retainer, and then you get paid for the calls that you do. The retainer is very low for a fireman, and when you add up the number of hours that they do, it's less than a euro an hour that they get. So it's not very much for the skill and for the traumatic nature of the job. There's a lot of different things that happen, as you can appreciate, and it's not just a fire service, it's an emergency service, and they're called to do lots of different things that protects the community in general. And they're being taken for granted by this government and have done for a long time. And now they've had enough. That's the bottom line.
The closure of 50% is quite a stark figure. For people listening who may now have a growing sense of fear, is that something that they should have?
Well, I put it this way. Under Industrial Relations Act 1990 and the Protocol for Emergency Services, we are supposed to engage with the employer, and they're supposed to put in place contingency plans. Well, unfortunately, Donegal County Council, who's the employer, have not done that. They may say they've done it, they may say they've looked at it, but they've done nothing that can actually give any confidence to the firefighters that there's a contingency plan in place. But notwithstanding that, we're not being reckless, and we've made that point very clear, that no way will we be reckless. So what we're trying to do is when a call comes in, the neighbouring station would be ready to roll, and we would do it on that basis. We took the stations off the route here in Donegal. We grouped the stations together geographically so that we would minimise the impact for the local community. But it's up to management, and this is the part that they are throwing back at the firefighters themselves, pulling their heartstrings and bringing into play their moral compass, where they will not put something in place. And that's why we have to go down this route. We have to ensure that, one, we make sure that Donegal County Council, as the employer, the fire chief and the director of service, do put a proper contingency plan in place. That when you had the like of what happened in Creasla here, we had a contingency plan in place. None of that kind is in existence at this moment in time and hasn't been from the start of this industrial action. And that's by direction from the LGMA, which is the Local Government Management Agency. And that is really disappointing, to say the least. And if you look at it from the perspective of the firefighters, it's very, very, very difficult for them to stand on a picket line. And people need to understand how difficult that actually is. The other thing that I think it's important to note, some people are saying it's about just pay, more money for them, and all the rest, and some people quoting the narrative around, you know, you can't get a mortgage and all that. It's much, much more than that. They have no work-life balance. The salary that they get is not recognised for all intents and purposes for getting a loan for a car, simple things, putting Wayne's back to school and all of that. It's very, very difficult to hold down a job, and it's very, very difficult if you're in unemployment to get release to be a fireman. Even Donegal County Council don't release people. They have a few people left from years gone by where they joined the fire service and were allowed to work locally when the towns was here. Now they abolished the town council setup. We don't have that anymore. So it's very, very difficult even for Donegal County Council to employ people and let them be in the fire service. So we do have a really serious problem that if that's the example that's been set up by the local authority, then why would other employers release staff to become firemen in their local communities? And then you have to be within 2.5 kilometres of your station, live and work, and that's restrictive. So it's a lot very, very difficult for anybody to make a living, and it has to be a fair and equitable situation for everybody, and it's not.